This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, a glimpse into a Midwestern town of the 30s to get a proper sense of what's right, and a bit of nostalgia. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and make Him known. And now, Leroy Imes.
I can still see her getting ready to go to the store. She would go to the mirror, straighten her hair, put on her little black hat, don a fresh, clean apron, and head down the street. Now, it wasn't much of a trip. The blue and white store was only a block away, and she would see people she had known all of her life. But every time my mother went to the store, it seemed she was preparing to meet an important person and wanted to look nice when it happened. It was a blessing to see the pride my mother displayed in everything she did. Does it seem to you that I'm saying this form of pride is good? Doesn't the Bible condemn pride, listing it among the seven deadly sins, taking its place along with a lying tongue, murder, deceit, wicked imaginations, troublemaking, a false witness, and one who sows discord among brethren? Now think of that list of sins that are an abomination to God, a list that puts pride at the top, and yet, in my mother's case, I don't think she was motivated by sin at all. Along with many other things, she just wanted to see things done right. And looking presentable was right. I watched my wife set the table with that same sort of pride. Even when we're home alone, just the two of us, she doesn't clutter the table with bottles and cans and boxes. Everything is in its place, and the table always looks like we're having company. And I believe it's done in the same spirit as when the Lord created the world. He did it with purpose, looked it over, and declared that it was good. It resembles the attitude of the Apostle Paul, who, when reflecting on his ministry in Ephesus, was able to say that he had served the Lord with all humility of mind, and that he had not shunned to declare to them the whole counsel of God. Paul was able to look back on his ministry with a sense of satisfaction, and the right kind of pride. Friend, do everything in that spirit, the spirit that says, I'll take the time to do it right, to give it my best, and God will get the credit and praise. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.
To encourage you in your life of daily discipleship, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Daily Walk directs your Bible reading and offers fresh insights on how to live a Christ-centered life and share His love with others. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.